The Big Rick Podcast. The best of the biggest interviews from Big Rick in the Morning on iHeartRadio, Apple, or Google Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are heard. See more info now at onairwithrick.com.
Hey, it's Big Rick in the Morning on 101.5 WKKG. And I see the phone line blinking here. Let's hit this button. Is this Justin Moore?
It is. Good morning.
Justin, hey, good to hear from you, buddy. You know, I think the last time I chatted with you, I mean, this is going way back before a pandemic, at 2018 in Boise, Idaho. I saw you backstage. It's been a quite a long time since I've chatted with you. And I think the last time you were in Indiana was right before the pandemic with Tracy Lawrence of Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Do you remember that show?
I do. Yeah, that was right before the shutdown. I don't remember if that was the last weekend we played, but it was close, man. And yeah, it was. That was a tour that I was looking so forward to. You know, being a lifelong fan of Tracy and becoming great friends with him, and we'd really just gotten all the kinks lined out, and we're starting to kind of get in a groove out there. And then obviously, what happened, and here we are 15, 16 months later, finally talking about getting back out on the road. So super excited to be having that conversation for the first time in a while.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to dwell on the pandemic too much because it seems like we're going past it now and headed towards back what we consider normal. But, I mean, you know, that was an album ago for you. You've got a brand new album out. I mean, does that feel like a lifetime ago to you?
It really does, man, and in a lot of ways. Going through it, it felt like, you know, time was crawling, and you look back and you're like, oh, my gosh, it's over now.
Yeah. It's like a bad dream.
So, I know. Yeah, no kidding. So, yeah, we're very fortunate that myself and family and my, you know, my team, you know, came through it as well as we possibly could have, you know, and so feel very blessed to be able to say that and looking forward to getting back out there, getting back in our normal life rhythm, man. You know, as excited as I am to be back on stage and play music and have that chance and opportunity, I'm as excited for myself and my family to just get back to our rhythm, you know, and get back to what we're all so accustomed to and used to. So needless to say, we're pretty stoked.
Justin Moore is on the line with us. He's going to be at the Morgan County Fairgrounds June 25th, just a couple of weeks away. By the way, tickets are on sale for that show at WKKG.com. Hey, Justin, you know, this new album, Straight Outta Country, love the title for one. Two, I love this song we've been playing the heck out of, We Didn't Have Much. I want to talk about that in just a moment. But there's one song on this album that really touches my heart. And the reason is, like you, I have a lot of daughters. and I also have one boy. Okay. And the song More Than Me really touched my heart the first time I heard it. And, you know, I had to look it up to see if you had done any interviews or talked about this song. And it turns out it is what I thought it was. It talks about unconditional love of your children. Tell me more about that song and what that means to you.
Yeah. You and I are in the same boat. We got a lot of weddings to pay for in the future. Yeah, no, you're exactly right, man. It's a song that's really special to me, and it kind of just turned out to be kind of a love letter to my kids, and it really, the idea for the song came from a conversation that I had with my oldest daughter, she's now 11, and she was probably 8 or 9 at the time, and she had come home from school one day and was telling me about one of her little buddies that was having boyfriend troubles or something ridiculous. And I'm going, we're not starting this right now. way too early for that. But I said, look, you got a long time before you got to worry about that kind of stuff. And, you know, one of these days you're going to find somebody that loves you a whole lot and, you know, makes you happy and all that good stuff. But they ain't never going to love you as much as I do, I promise you. And so that's kind of where the idea came from, and sat down and wrote the song, and You know, honestly, it wasn't even something that I thought of for the album until my wife just kept saying, you got to put this song on this album. You have to put, people are going to love this. And I thought, well, I mean, I know I do because I know what it's about. But it's been fun to see people's reaction to it. It seems to be, you know, the leader in the clubhouse, so to speak, right now as far as people's favorite.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, when I see you out at the show here in a couple of weeks, my 11-year-old, it's so ironic you mentioned your daughter and how old she was. My youngest daughter is 11. She's the only one of the bunch that likes country music, okay? And she is so excited to come to your show. I actually sent More Than Me to her through text message about a month ago when I asked her if she wanted to go with me. And that's the song, Justin, she's requesting from you, okay? Just letting you know ahead of time.
We'll have to work that one up. We haven't played that one yet. We've been playing a few songs off the new album. Haven't played that one yet. Maybe we'll have to work that up for
her. Okay. I'm going to look out for it. Hey, another song that's a big hit for you right now. We didn't have much. First of all, before you tell me about this song, let me just say there's just something about that intro, the way that guitar is picked, that I just absolutely love in that tune. Just talk about that song a little bit, how it came about, and what it means to you as well.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's a great song. It's a song I heard. I didn't write. I heard. Honestly, it was right before the pandemic, and I fell in love with the song because it really was describing kind of my youth, to be honest with you, and how simple things were, and you know, my relationship with my parents and my community, etc. I thought it really kind of nailed that, and really the time, you know, that I grew up, the window of time, and you know, it's so different than it is now. And then once the pandemic hit, it kind of took on a whole other meaning, because you know, when we were quarantined and shut down and all that stuff, you know, it kind of forced me and my family, as it did so many others, to lead a much simpler life than we maybe had been leading, you know, with all the going and blowing and running and gunning we were doing, you know. And so I thought, man, this is what we ought to put out as the first single. And I think, you know, if I feel as though this song is poignant in this time, I'm sure that a lot of other people would as well. And you know, that turned out to be the case, fortunately, and it's doing really well for us, thanks to you guys and radio.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's a killer song. You know, Rolling Stone called you the sleeper hit maker. I don't know if I agree with that. You've been around for a while, man. You just keep cranking them out. And I think you're one of the most talented artists in our genre, and you've kept it true to that traditional sound as well. Justin Moore's on the line with us real quick. I know you don't have much time, but a quick question for you. What would you rather do, play a show this year, which you've already done a few times, or go to a Razorback game? If you could choose one, which would it be? Because I know you're a big Razorbacks fan out there in Arkansas.
Oh, gosh. Well, the good news is I'm going to go to Razorback games and I'm going to play shows this year. I don't have to choose. But, you know, I mean, if it depends on what game and maybe what show, which I would choose that day. You know, our baseball team's in Super Regional right now. They've been ranked number one all year. And hopefully make it back to Omaha to the College World Series. Now, if they're in the National Championship Series here in about 3-4 weeks, I'm probably going to pick the Razorback game. but if it's some early season game, it's definitely going to be a show.
I should have made it tougher. I should have asked you Arkansas versus Oklahoma, or play your show tomorrow night. Which would it be?
Hey, it depends on what sport. How about that?
Yeah, exactly. Justin Morris on the line with us. You know, you're no stranger to Indiana. I mean, you've played the Brickyard 400. You've been at Bankers Life. You played a show down in my hometown at Evansville last week. I mean, what do you like the most about coming to the Hoosier State? Anything in particular when you're not playing that show? Is there somewhere you like to go or something you like to do?
You know, we've played shows. You kind of alluded to it. We've done all kinds of shows in Indiana, from fairs to the clubs to, as you mentioned, the Brickyard. We've played Lucas Oil. We've played the amphitheater in Indianapolis. I mean, we've kind of done it all. And we've enjoyed all different types of shows that we've had the opportunity to play. But honestly, not to sound like I'm sucking up, but the fans there have just always been great to us.
Yeah.
I mean, they really have been. And that doesn't happen without you guys and country radio supporting us the way that you have for the last 14 years. It's been a lot of fun to come that direction and play shows for that amount of time, because it's always great.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, Justin, the folks over in Morgan County, they love country music. Trace Adkins was out there last year. He actually played during the pandemic. That's how dedicated they are to getting shows happening out there. So you won't be disappointed. I can promise you that. Well, Justin, thanks for joining the show. It'll be good to see you again here in a couple weeks. Can't wait to come back and shake your hand real quick. And hope you have a great time with us out there in Morgan County this summer.
Yes, sir, man. I appreciate your time, and likewise, look forward to seeing you and everybody else out there.
Thanks for listening to the Big Rick Podcast. Remember to subscribe on iHeartRadio, Apple, or Google Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are heard. See exclusive video interviews and content now with the Big Rick in the Morning YouTube channel. Subscribe now at onairwithrick.com.